Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
Welcome to the Art of Paid Traffic.
This is the show where I bring you the best tips, tactics, and strategies for using paid traffic to grow your business on autopilot. You'll also hear what's working and not working right now from the top minds in online marketing so that you can get more leads and sales every day without having to empty your wallet in the process. If you're looking to get started with Facebook ads, you're a total beginner and you'd like to learn how you can create profitable Facebook ads for less than $10 a day, don't miss my free streaming online workshop that I put together for you, which you can sign up for over at rickmulready.com/newbies. That's N-E-W-B-I-E-S, rickmulready.com/newbies. All right, here's today's episode. Welcome back to the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. What's up, everybody? Rick Mulready here. This is episode number 44, and on today's show, I'm going to be answering your Facebook ads questions. That's right. We're doing a Facebook ads Q&A today. I've received a ton of questions lately, which is awesome. I love it. But rather than do one super long episode here today, I'm going to answer some questions here on today's episode and then cover the other questions on the next episode. So if you don't hear your question and answered here today, I will try to get to it in the next episode. But speaking of Facebook ads Q&As, I'm going to start doing some impromptu Q&As over on Periscope. My handle over there is simply my name, Rick Mulready. It's also the same as my Twitter name. And if you're not on Periscope, or maybe you're not quite familiar with what it is yet, it's an app that allows you to live stream whenever you want, and people can communicate with you when you're live streaming. It's really cool. It's a great platform for doing random question and answer sessions, for example. So make sure you download it. Super simple to use, and make sure to follow me over there. Rick Mulready, again, is my handle there, so that when I do a Q&A or a random Q&A, you can hop on and ask your question to me, and I'll be happy to answer it for you. But for today's show, for this Q&A, the first question comes from Mary Fernandez. What's up, Mary? From persuasiveblog.com, and Mary wants to know about the best way to track cost per lead when she's using video ads. Such a great question. So couple things when it comes to Facebook video ads. Number one, if you're using video views as your objective, you can still track conversions. You just simply add the tracking conversion. Well, you want to set up your conversion tracking pixel first and place that on the opt-in thank you page. So the page that somebody lands on after they do whatever action that you want them to take. So to sign up for your email list, for example, it goes in the thank you page. So once you've set your conversion tracking pixel up, you can still tell Facebook, even though your objective is video views, you can still tell Facebook that you want to use that particular conversion tracking pixel. And then in the reporting, you would just make sure that you pull in the that conversion tracking to check conversions. So you can still do that with video views. Now, recently, they've also added the opportunity for you to choose website conversions as your objective and then also do a video. So you have that video option there. And then that's super easy. That's just like you'd be doing any kind of website conversions ad there. So you would do website conversions, select your video, select your conversion tracking pixel that you want to track, and away you go. So that's how you're tracking your cost per lead there, okay? Now, also with video ads, now this is different from the cost per lead, but I want to make sure that you're aware of this. At the time I'm recording this, I mean, Facebook just recently made a change here. So when you choose video views as your objective, Facebook will now build a custom audience for you, basically a retargeting audience for you automatically of the people who are watching your video. Now, why is this cool? Why is this actually super cool? Because you can then turn around and use that audience to retarget people who watched your video ad. How cool is that? So again, when you choose video views as your objective, Facebook will automatically now build an audience of people for you who are watching your video. That becomes a custom audience for you. You don't have to do anything. Facebook's already doing that for you. So in the audiences section, you would just look there. You're going to see an audience being built for you, a couple audience being built for you based on who's watching your video ad. Then you can turn around later when you've built up a bit of an audience there and use that audience to target your ads too. So you can move people further along the funnel. So definitely check that out if you're running video views as your objective and you're running video ads. Facebook is building an audience for you that you can go back and retarget. Really, really powerful stuff. They used to have some restrictions on that, but they've actually since lifted it. So really cool stuff. So make sure that you are checking that out. And as if you've been listening along here on the podcast, you should definitely be testing out Facebook video ads at this point. All right, the next question comes from Rachel Wilson Thibodeau. What's up, Rachel? And Rachel asks, when creating a Facebook ad, I primarily target pages. I've targeted based on professional title a few times and not gotten the best results. What is really the best way to target? Only use one targeting option, such as interest or a combination. Also, I've heard from some Facebook gurus that you should only target one country at a time for best results. I typically don't do that, but I've done it more recently. Okay, let's start with the first part of that question as far as, you know, what's really the best way to target? Well, I'm going to give you an answer you're probably not going to like, Rachel. There really is no best way because you have to test different combinations to find out which one works best for you. And the way that I would recommend that you do that is just do one targeting group per ad set. And what I mean by that is if you're targeting a specific page, if you're targeting a specific interest, just do that one interest for one ad set, okay? And then target something else in a different ad set. It could be all the same ad. You could be doing everything the exact same, but break the targeting up into different ad sets. That way you know and you can learn which target groups or which ad sets are performing the best, okay? Now, if a professional title is important to your target customer and you want to try that out, by all means, try that out. But again, try to break it up into one targeting group per ad set so you can have a clear understanding of which one is performing the best. Now, when it comes to countries, and should you target one country at a time, I personally am a fan of doing that, and I break it up by country. And the reason for that is if you were to target, let's just say you were to target the U.S., the U.K., Australia, and Canada all into one ad set, you really don't know which country is performing the best out of the gates. Now, with that said, you can run the campaign and then go into reporting afterwards and break it out by country. Now, you can do that. That's totally fine to do that. But again, you know, you might be getting better results in the UK than you are, say, in Australia, for example, and then Australia is just going to bring your or raise your overall cost per conversion if that's what you're going for, okay? So what I personally like to do and what I do like to recommend is target one country at a time. So one ad set is one country along with that targeting group that whatever you're trying to do there. And that allows me to break it out. It allows me to have a clear understanding of which countries are performing the best for me, okay? There was a part two to this question. I know it's not typically a good idea to send people directly to a sales page on Facebook, especially with a cold audience. I've tried that a couple times with no success. However, I've recently heard that it can possibly work with low-cost items. What are your thoughts on this? What about sending people straight to a sales page if you're retargeting website visitors or another custom audience that you've used before? Appreciate what you do, Rick. Excuse me. So, really good question. Should you run Facebook ads directly to a sales page, especially with cold audience? Now, I would not recommend that you do that with cold audience. Again, you have to remember the mindset of people who are on Facebook. They're not necessarily there to buy. They're there to share with their friends and family. So the best way to sell to them is to catch their attention, add value to them. And if you are going to drive them to some sort of a webinar or whatever it might be to get their email address so that you are able to start to build a relationship with them and email them and offer something that's of value to them a little bit down the road, whether it be a product or service, okay? Now, if it is warmer traffic, if this is people who have visited your website before, if this is people who are on your email list, maybe these are your Facebook fans that you're interacting with quite a bit, I wouldn't be opposed to testing that, meaning sending those people directly to a sales page, as long as the cost of whatever you're selling to them is inexpensive. And I would say I would not go over, let's just say, I don't know, $20. And that's not, you know, a hard and true number, but that's just what I would do. But I fully recommend that you try to build that relationship with them first, maybe offer them a piece of blog content where you are using your Facebook ad to drive traffic to the blog content, try to get them to opt in there, build a retargeting audience from them, and then serve another follow-up ad to them that's relevant to whatever blog post that you just sent them to, okay? So good questions, Rachel. Hope that helps. The next question comes from Jeff Demery. Jeff, I hope I'm pronouncing that right. And he left a voice message over on my site, rickmulready.com. So let's have a listen to that question.
Hi, Rick. My name is Jeff Demery. And first of all, I just want to say your show is just incredible. I've learned so much from it and really appreciate it. And just everything you do, it's just great. What I'm doing, I'm kind of still in experimental mode. I have some different online products that I've developed with some kind of business partners in different industries, basically. So, and Facebook ads, we've had really good success thanks to a lot of things I've learned from you. But as I develop in different industries, in this particular industry that I'm currently working in, developing a program with another business partner, we don't have a Facebook page built yet of any significance, like just trying to build it up. But I want to run ads to our landing pages on our website. So I guess my question is, if you don't have a Facebook page within that particular industry built up yet, but you do want to run ads to get them to your landing page, I mean, what are your recommendations for that? And thank you very much and have a great day.
Good question here, Jeff. And this is one I actually get quite a bit. Now, my first recommendation for you is you likely want to look into Facebook's business manager. And business manager is something we're going to cover in a future question here. But business manager is basically, if you want to be managing multiple accounts, multiple businesses for your Facebook ads, you need to be doing it out of business manager. Facebook does not want you, it's actually against their terms and conditions to manage multiple accounts for your Facebook ads or to advertise for different accounts all under the same Facebook ad account. Okay, so that's the first thing. If you're not doing that, my recommendation for you is to answer your question very specifically is, in my mind, in order to get the best results possible, you should have a Facebook page for that specific business that you want to be advertising for, okay? Rather than, you know, I'm not saying you have to build it up to thousands of fans or anything like that, but at least have it created so that you're able to run Facebook ads from that specific business account. So there's no confusion on the user's part. You really don't want to be confusing them. That's why I say for the best results possible, I would recommend that you have a specific business page for whatever business that you want to be advertising for, okay? But I would also suggest looking into, if you're going to be managing multiple ads accounts for different businesses, I would very much suggest you look into business manager, okay? So good question there, Jeff. All right, the next question comes from Gary Sanchez, and Gary says, how do I figure out where to adjust to improve performance within my ad campaign? I've been in marketing for 20 plus years, so I think I can think of a dozen reasons why an ad might not be working, but changing things up to test each of these hypotheses in a sales funnel seems arduous. Well, yes, it can be arduous there, Gary. I'm wondering whether there are more telling ways to figure out whether it's the lead magnet, the Facebook ad, or the landing page that is causing poor performance. Well, this is such a great question here, Gary. And it really comes down to, number one, you got to know what your numbers are. So if you have, you know, historical numbers to go on to compare what you're currently running in your campaign, you can certainly do that. So you have sort of a baseline from which to work. But, and I'm going to assume here from your question that your goal is conversion. So you're trying to get people to opt in or whatever. And so the first thing that you want to do is know what your cost per conversion is. That's the first thing that you want to do if your goal is going to be conversions. You want to know what your cost per conversion is, how many conversions that you're getting for how much money that you have spent, okay? And then from there, if you are not happy with it, or regardless of whether you're happy with it or not, then you want to look at the sort of the troubleshooting numbers, as I like to call them, like the click-through rate, for example. So what is the click-through rate? Is your click-through rate above 1%, which I would say is the bottom of the barrel? I would not go below that. You know, is it above there? Okay, if it is, you're doing okay. And then from there, you want to look at your conversion rate on the landing page. So what's that conversion rate based on the traffic, how many people you're sending to your landing page, and of those people, how many are actually opting in? So if your conversion rate is, say, below 20%, you probably have some work to do on the landing page there. Maybe there might be some inconsistency between the landing page and your ad, okay? If the click-through rate, going back a step here, if the click-through rate isn't very high, if you're not happy with that, I would consider testing a different image as your first step in split testing something new. Now, when we're talking about the lead magnet, I'm going to assume, especially since you've been in marketing for 20 plus years, that you've done your homework and you have an idea of, you know, the type of lead magnet that's going to be a must-have for your target audience. So we're going to assume that your lead magnet is right on for them. But you're going to be able to tell a lot of this from the stats that you're looking at. You know, what is your cost per conversion? And then from there, you know, what's the click-through rate that you're seeing? What is the, how many conversions that you've gotten, obviously? What's that conversion rate on the landing page? But just use the numbers within your campaign to kind of guide those decisions on what you should be testing first and in sort of what order that you're going to be testing things there. Really good question. All right, the final question I'm going to answer in today's episode, we'll get to the rest of the questions in the next Q&A episode, but this question has to do with lead pages and Facebook ads. And I've actually gotten this question from quite a few people, so I'll just sort of answer this in general. Now, as you know, I'm a big believer in lead pages. I use it every single day in my business. If you'd like to check it out, it's a great platform to create highly converting landing pages really quickly. It's simply rickmulready.com/lead pages. And yes, I'm a proud affiliate for lead pages. But the first thing I want to make sure that you are paying attention to is that make sure that you link to your privacy policy. So make sure you have a privacy policy link on your landing page so that it links back to your privacy policy on your website. Really important. Facebook has really cracked down on this. The second part of this is the URL. Now, we've talked about this on past episodes where Facebook is seeing a lead pages URL. So the after you build a lead page, the lead pages URL, so it'll say like, it'll be like rickmulready.leadpages.net.whatever it might be. Facebook is seeing that URL as a spam URL. And so what I recommend instead is to, if you're using WordPress, simply download the WordPress lead pages plugin. And from there, you can simply, you create your page in lead pages, and then you flip over to your WordPress lead pages plugin there, and you'll see the page that you've just created and saved in lead pages. You'll see it right there in the dropdown. And then you can create a custom URL out of that page. So instead of it being rickmulready.leadpages.net/whatever, now you can say rickmulready.com/leadpages. And that becomes the URL that you use in your Facebook ad instead of the lead pages URL. And that's how you get around it right now. My understanding is that lead pages is working on this with Facebook. So I'm sure we'll see some sort of resolution to this at some point soon. But in the meantime, just make sure that you're covering your base there and protecting yourself. Privacy policy link on your landing page. Lead pages makes it super easy to do that. And then also use the WordPress plugin lead pages plugin so that you can create a custom URL out of your lead pages page. Okay. That'll keep you protected and in good graces there with Facebook. All right. Some great questions here today. Hope these answers were helpful to you. Like I mentioned at the top of the show, I've got a ton more questions that I'm going to be getting to in the next Q&A episode. And if you have a question that you'd like me to answer here on an upcoming show, feel free to send it in. You can tweet me at Rick Mulready is my Twitter handle. You can email me at support@rickmulready.com, or you can leave me a voice message over on my site, rickmulready.com. And don't forget Periscope, at Rick Mulready is my Periscope handle. So I'm going to be doing some impromptu Q&As over on Periscope. So lots of different ways to get in touch. Also, if you're a total newbie looking to get started with and learn Facebook ads, maybe you're just now getting started building your email list and not getting a ton of traffic to your website yet, I've got a free streaming online workshop that you definitely have to check out. It's called Facebook Ads for Beginners, How to Create Killer Facebook Ads on Less Than $10 a Day. And you can just go over to rickmulready.com/newbies. That's NEWBIES, rickmulready.com/newbies, and sign up for a time that works best for you right there. All right, my friends, that is all for today's episode. Got another great one coming up for you in the next episode. Until then, though, keep testing your paid traffic to find out what works for you and your business, and then do more of what's working. And I'll see you in the next episode.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.